Chapter 1. Buck goes to the Northland.
This is a story about a dog named Buck. Buck is a big, strong dog. He has a thick, furry coat, and he's very healthy. Buck lives a happy life in Santa Clara, California, with Judge Miller. He is the judge's favorite dog. Their house is in the country, and it's very big. It's a nice house with a large garden. There are fruit trees in the garden and a lot of flowers. There are huge pastures and there are stables. There are other dogs at the judge's place too. Toots is a Japanese pug dog and Isabel is a Mexican hairless dog. They are very strange creatures. They don't like to run outside with Buck. They stay indoors all the time. Buck doesn't like to stay indoors. He likes to swim and hunt. He likes to walk with the judge's daughters early in the morning. At night, he likes to lie near the judge's feet by the fireplace and sleep. Buck loves his home. He runs all over the gardens and the pastures, and he knows all the other animals. He is the king of Judge Miller's place. It is 1897, and in America, a lot of things are changing. Many men are going north to the freezing wilderness of the Northland. There is a lot of gold in the Northland, and they are going there to find it and become rich. The men who work in the cold, snowy Northland need strong, healthy dogs to help them. They need big, heavy dogs with thick, furry coats to pull their sleds to the places where the gold is and to help them move their equipment. Manuel works at Judge Miller's place as a gardener. He isn't a good man. He is mean, and he likes gambling. Buck doesn't like Manuel. One night, Manuel goes to the stables where Buck is sleeping. He puts a rope around Buck's neck. Buck growls. He doesn't like the rope, but Manuel pulls him. He steals Buck from Judge Miller's place. Now Manuel is talking to two strangers. They are not good men. They buy dogs at cheap prices and sell them to the men in the Northland for a lot of money.
Here is the dog you want. His name is Buck,
says Manuel. Buck growls again. Manuel is angry and pulls the rope hard. The rope is tight around Buck's neck now. He can't breathe.
Here's your money. Now go. And remember, don't say anything,
says one of the strangers. The other pulls the rope around Buck's neck again. Buck feels ill. The rope is choking him. His tongue and throat hurt. This terrible treatment is new to him. He is confused and frightened. The strangers put Buck on a train. Buck often travels on the train with Judge Miller, but this time it's different. He is in the baggage car with the suitcases and boxes. It is cold and uncomfortable, and Buck is afraid. One of the strangers comes near to Buck. He tries to take the rope. Buck growls and bites his hand. The stranger swears and beats Buck. Later, the train stops, and the strangers take Buck with them into a saloon. The barman asks the strangers how much money they paid for Buck.
$100,
they reply.
Yes, I think he's worth that,
the barman says, looking at the big, healthy dog. Buck lies in a cage in the baggage car of the train all night. He is in pain, and he can't understand what is happening. Why do these strangers want him? Why is he in this uncomfortable cage? He jumps up every time he hears a noise. When the strangers look at him, he growls. In the morning, the men take him off the train. In the daylight, Buck looks at his new owners. They are dirty, and their clothes are very worn. They laugh at him and poke sticks through the bars of the cage to torment him. Then they put his cage on another train. It travels on for 2 days and two nights. They don't give Buck any food or any water. He is very hungry and thirsty. At last, the train stops. Where is Buck now?